apologize. But I hope I'll be able to say this year. Okay. Bezeh hahekesh ba'atzmoi. Bezeh bo'isadin. It's an equation. Beheke shetzivonu shenasi lamitzricha. Be'is tumosoi. Kidei shiachikuhu. Vu'omroi. Begodav yufrumim. Vu'eshi yufrua. V'asofam yate v'tome tome yikra. V'ein pu'ula mikol elu mitzis b'fnei atzmoi. Mitzmei atzmo avo kibutzom. It means the kolusom, the whole thing together, the set. Hua mitzvah. Who shanachnu nitztavinu shenase heke lemitzvah. In other words, even the mitzvah says, the Torah says, it can glamorize sivuyim. Okay. You look at the broader picture and you say each of the sivuyim, the kavone is heker, and the mitzvah is not the separate halokim they bring to this heker, but the heker itself. The conglomerate. Ad she'akiru kol mishireu v'yachiku v'akrosu tiyeh v'kach v'kach. Okay. So this lotion over here that he says, Kidei shiachiku, okay. You also find it in Mitzvah Sekufiyut Beis. Hishetzivonu liyois hametziru yadua lakol ad shiyuvdulu mimenu. Which is the same type of thing. You do be now b'nei Adam. V'omo yisale v'atzua shebo anega b'gad yufrumim v'oshi yufrua v'asof m'yate v'tome tome yiku. So, l'chayra, what happens is that the tachlis ha-mitzvah is the chelik of the mitzvah. Okay? See, normally you'd say the nusach ha-mitzvah is X, but he has this in the tachlis ha-mitzvah, in the nusach ha-mitzvah. We'll see about other things also as we go on. However, in Minyan HaKotzer, he says the following. The Inyan, and he doesn't mention the Inyan of Havdolah and Heker. Liyois and Kufyud Beis, I say Liyois HaMetzer Yadua, Lakol, unless Yadur Lakol means, I assume it might mean Heker. Yadur Lakol. However, the idea of Avdolah is not mentioned. Lakol bidvorim amurim boy. Begod yufrumim, v'rosh yufrua, v'asofim yate, v'tome tome yiku. Okay? So that's what we have. So, but l'cheira, the hekir, that's kilu, the tafki, the tachlis, and the matorah of the mitzvah, you know, many sivuyim. Now, so l'cheira comes out that here we understand without this sheresh, you would have said that there are many different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of primus begodim, prius haroish, and sofim yateh, and tomei tomei yikra. So, I just want to point something out to you, okay? So that's l'cheira, what you would have done, and there's separate sivuyim, and it's all one mitzvah. When the Ram says, in Asei Kuf Yud Beis, he brings a raya, that mitzera, that heke mitzera is a mitzvah, he brings the raya that priya, primo priya, shel mitzera of the kohen is deiche the loisa of the kohen gadol priya and pru. That's what he calls a kufiyut beis. And even in hilchos tumas saras. Perik Yud Aloch Vav, he says Mitzvah Asay Shia Metzera Amuchot Mechusa Roish Kol Yemei Chilutai V'Yarta Asafer Ki Ovel U'Purim Begodo V'Chulei. Okay. V'Afilu Kain Godo Shilitztare Peirei U'Purim Shasei Deiches Leis Asay. Okay, here I like to look into this, okay? So you could have said, what is Nidraya for? Bechav, okay? So you could have said that the Loshen Yiye is really not a tzivui. And maybe that's the issue. Okay? You know, I can bring rayas about this back and forth, but I mean, you know, maybe that's the issue. But once the Chachmei HaMeseir say, Asei, Deichalais Asei, so maybe we know that it's an Asei, and that it's a tzivui. So then, l'cheira, once we know that there's a mitzvah say, comes Sheresh Yud Aleph and says we look at all different halakim as one big mitzvah. this is all very nice. Okay. I just want to discuss with you and let's explore what this means, okay? We were brought up, at least I was brought up, that I say the chalisa say that be'idna, when you violate the law, you mekayim the asay, okay? However, since in heke mitzera, you're not mekayim the asay until you have all of them, it's pushing impossible. Unless you're going to say that he did everything and he finished these two things, the pri and the primo, biyachad, and that's, you know, that's what's going on. That's amazingly counterintuitive, to say the least. So I'm just confused how you can do this. I would have said from this the opposite, that it basically is separate mitzvahs. That's what I would have concluded, okay? Because otherwise the whole idea of Be'inna doesn't make any sense. But he says, no. You'll see later in the Sheris, he lost a Mu'uma. He hasn't done anything. He does everything. So he hasn't done anything. So he says to the places. Okay? You know? If I wouldn't have asked the Kasha, I don't know if it would have bothered you. Yes, the Kashi, you say, how can we move on? Yes. We'll see. It's a reasonable Kashi, no? Say it. I'm sorry. Now. I just okay. Just like the air, just before. Another point. Okay. So I'm also very confused over here. What does it mean to nase hekel mitzera? The mitzera should be in this way, we should do pool X, Y, and Z. Or the mitzvah is that he should be with begotten pruim. Pruim. He should be with all these different characteristics that we can identify him, correct? So the mitzvah l'chera is not the ma'aseh. The mitzvah is that he should be. And that's the yehiyu, okay? So then the word is gvaldik. But go to yehu for him. And then everything is betachos adiktuk, right? I'm just a little concerned with two things. First of all, the word pula, the ein pula, Mikol Elu, Mitzvah Neatzma. What's he have there?
Ma'aseh, even worse.
Ma'aseh. It's what's the Arabic? Emalif, Memalif, or something like that? Okay, my wife. Okay. So, it's a pool of ma'aseh, okay? So, that you shouldn't expect, okay?
Called Pa'al Min Hadda.
Pa'al.
Pa'al, yeah. Pa'ula.
Pa'al. So maybe you don't know if that's in the Arabic yet. That's not, that's being fair, but you know, you have to check this out, okay? Peseda? So this is a word. And just keep in mind also, that even I would have said that it's like an open and shut case, because the Rambam says the mitzvah is the hekir. The mitzvah is the hekir. It's not the pula, correct? But the Minchas Chinuch also subscribes to this. So the mitzvah is the levitcha of this thing, you know, sof yater, and you know that he should be, he should present himself in this way. Correct. The mitzvah says, "Mitzvah schinuch, mitzvah kuf." in Mitzvah Kuf, in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph Lis Beis, says the mitzvah of the is the Maisa Pri and the Maisa Prima. So I wouldn't have said like that. Sofniat is also a levitcha to present yourself in this way. Okay. So I don't know what to tell you, you know. Let's go further.
Is the law by Kohen Gadol also the Maisa or the to be?
Talks about the Purim and the Prumim, the Risha Perua, God of you. Correct? You know what I'm talking about? So that's Lachaira. Yeah, but there it's the Knisa, the Mikdash. And the Avodah is a shurim in that for the, whatever the chiyum are. But that's in it. Also the same thing in Shisui. Shisui Yayim.
It's a state of being, it's not the Maisa.
I'm not sure if it's the Knisa in Mikdash like that. Open up. Din kui begodim, din kui roish echodu. Perikal of Lochi Dalit, Shnema Roshechem, Altifro, the Dame of Sifro, Roisumusu. For im Ovad, Vuhuko Rua, begodim, Chayim Misa, Bide Shamayim. Afo Pisha Vodik Shela, Vlechilu. Okay, same. Okay, now.
Yeah, we saw the meaning of Katsu by Mitsura. It says over there. It says Leo's style.
I said that. Didn't I quote? Didn't I quote the thing? Leo is a mitzvah. You do a lakol. You do. Leo is a Okay, Leo is okay. Say that. Oh, you mean you want to think it's a Leo is? Say that. Okay, say that. Leo is okay. But you know, he says poor. It's counterintuitive. You wouldn't want it to be the poor, because it's the hecker. Okay. Let's try to present the issues, whatever they are. Now, here is an interesting point to think about. A priori, if someone would have presented me with this, Rosh Yefua, Brother Yefumim, Sofum Yate, Tommy Yikra, I would have said a priori, split them up into two. The reason is because the first class of the God of Yefumim, Rosh Yefua, Vafsofum Yate, they're based in Hugi Avelus. Tommy Yikra is nothing to do with Hugi Avelus. So I would have said there are two different issues going on. And two Nyanei HaTorah. And the Ram does an amazing thing, puts them under one general class, and calls them Hekim Tzerah. I want to explain why and how he does that. And especially Rambam himself says that this Shoresh is not in any way antithetical to Shoresh Chi, okay? But this Shoresh is based on the mitzvahs are classified according to Inyanei HaTorah. And the Chiddush is that the Chalokim are not separate in Inyanei HaTorah, but the Indian and the mitzvah is one. And that he says very clearly at the end of the Shoresh, he says, Hine no nishalonu im kein shenabit b'minyan ha-mitzvahs li'omu makvim ve'enu makvim ki, you don't have to look at that, whether it's makvim or not makvim. Ki im el ho inyan levad ha'im hu inyan echod hu inyan merabim. If it's inyan merabim, then it's many mitzvahs. If it's inyan echod, then it's one mitzvah. And he says, if you want to know where I discussed this, Kamoshi Biyam B'Shoresh HaTshi, Me'ilah Shoshim. So there's nothing new here. He's just saying that Chalokim work according to this, okay? So I would have told you that part of these Chalokim are basically Nihugi Avelus. That's one Inyan. And another Inyan is Tommy Yikra. And, you know, if you would have pressed me, you know, if I wanted to be a little, sinister, not the word for it, I would tell you, listen, Hell's Chayyim. You see that you can extrapolate to other Tameim from Tami Tami Yikha. You don't extrapolate to other Tameim to the new Gervelus. So you see the Chulkim Lagamoy. And the reason I would tell you, because new Gervelus is only Mitzvah Yedikadin. And this is. Okay. Correct?
Are the Nehuge Avelis themselves the rice, or do they get it from a Torah?
I'll come back to this, we'll see exactly, okay? But all I can tell you is that the Targum Unkelus on the Pasuk Asofim Ta'asaiye Yate Asofim Yate Kavela. Okay? Next time you read the Targum, you might notice it. Okay, Kavela. So that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
If you know, if you want to be clear about something. <I know. coughs> Okay, Beseda.
Okay.
Now. So that's the problem we have that we're up against. Okay. So what I want to do now is tell you, there's no question over here, Bechal, the question is ridiculous. And the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is going out of his way to tell you that it's absolute nothing. Let's start slowly, okay? There's a din in Mitzvah that is nishlach chutz l'batei ha'chayma. Okay? So, the Rav always to point out Rambam, and it's Mamish. Who am I to say? It's 100% correct. That this din, even though the Rash in Kalim is very clear, and quote the Sifri Zuta, that the Shiluach, the Yeshua, was Mekadesh, the Batei Rechaim, or whatever, they went with Tushmach in Israel, okay. You know, they talk about this. Even my bit has discussions about eating kotch and kalim, and if you can do it, do a shal b'somuch, you know, and then the batei rechaim or whatever it is. I think the Rav might have pointed out that there's a steel rashin shvus and erchin, where the kiddush of batei rechaim was with teidei, so rash is any idea. Because if it's Mataylis, Lechoy, Dovanecha, Dovanecha, whatever it is, but if, so then it might have to Shemach Nisrael. If it's any day, it's nothing to do with it. Okay. In Rambam, there's no mention at all of a Kedushas Machne Yisrael in Batei Rechaim. The Rambam puts the din of Shiluach Mitzayr Achutz in Batei Rechaim not in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, Ches and Tes, where he discusses the Dinei of Shiluach Mitzera from Yerushalayim, okay? But he has a separate, he quotes it in the Dinim, when he talks about the Din of Hekem Mitzera. But he does an amazing thing, okay? So, and that's the Rav pointed out. The Ram puts it in the right place because it's the Dini from Mitzvah. The Din of Batei Rechaim. But the Ram does an amazing thing, okay? Okay, he talks dina mitzvah sheishlachutz b'teruchema. He quotes the mitzvah of hekem mitzvah. Rodifgumim, kodifua, sof yate, okay? Then, dina mitzvah. Then he says that noshim are not chayiv in prima upriya. So in the middle of nowhere to talk, you know. It is true that the din shiluch mitzvah is a din in tumas saras. It's not a din b'yis hamikdash, okay? But throw it in the middle of this, and especially, hello, you know, no one in their right mind would say that the din shiluch mitzvah is a new gavelus. Correct? There's new gavelus in shiluch. And shiluch of the boter echema. Doesn't make any sense. It's not true.
I'm not getting the problem.
The Rambam.
What's the problem with mentioning this kind of notion?
Okay. I have a voice now. The Rambam. Kostum Saras. Read it out loud. If you don't get the point, then I'll try to explain it to you.
Mitzasase, Shia Mitzora, Hamuchot, Achusa Roish, Koyim Echiluta, Otal Sofon Kaovil, Horim Bibadov, Odia Oiv Hamolo, Shuhu Tome, Shnemer, Batsorua Sherbo Hanega, Vagomer, Vafilu Koin Godol, Shensre Porea Porem, Shasitoch Eslosase, Osip Shel Shalom, Koyim Echiluta Kaov Kaovil, Shnemer Val Sofon Yate, Shiu Sosa Tvukois, Ovo Kore Vishano Vidurish, Osir Vasapir, Luchapes, Koyim Echiluto, Benoi Bahor, Dvorem Elo, Afilu, Bishabos, Yam Tovim, Harehu Mutter, Berchita Vesicha, Nilsa Sandu, Tasha Mikha.
Next.
Din Hamet Sara, Shielo, Moshev, Levato, Chutzla Ir, Shemer, Chutzla Machin, and Moshevo, Dobrizeb, Ayoros, Hamukovus, Home, Verti, Sobel Vad.
Correct. Next, continue.
Hamet Soraas,
No,
Eina Poras, Eina Poremis, Laota, I'll suffer.
That's my point. You know, he dropped the Indian and picks up in the middle, throws in the middle.
Why talking in the middle of Shiluch Machanan? Shiluch.
Why is he talking about
Shiluch Beorim?
Why isn't talking in the middle of the dinner pre or prima, where it's in the mitzvah, where it's Noig Noshim or Noshim? He mentions this, okay? That's my point.
He should have mentioned it before when he was talking about Pore and Prom.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you, it's all one conglomerate according to Rambam. And Tommy Hickory throws it over there. At the beginning. The Pshat in the Rambam is that basically there's no Nihuk Yavelus. The Nihugia Velus is a way, it's a conduit to Mefarsim, the Mitzera that is a Mitzera. It's not Nihugim, it's not Kiyum Shibaleh, it's not Kiyum Velus. Therefore, it's Noigan Shabbos, and Noigan Yontiv. And even though the Ram says the end of Perik Beis, the Beis HaMikdash, you want to see that. A mitzvah, and that an oval is not mishalech korbanosam, and a mitzvah is not mishalech korbanosam, but a mitzvah, an oval is not mishalech korbanosam. He says, "Stam." And a mitzvah is not mishalech korbanosam because he's not roi for bias hamikdash. Okay. So it's not because he is a shemadu. Okay? Correct? So because there's no, Durov said that the Gavonovel, there's no Gavonovel in the Metzera. It's a din heker in the Metzera. So there's no reason, there's no problem of going back and forth and in and out, because it's all part of the mitzvah. There's no basic nihugi avelus. And that's why and that's why he quotes in the beginning of the Protea Mitzvah Dalit, Shia Mitzvah Bufusam, Bekriyas Begodah, Bekriyas Reisha, Batiyah Sofam. It's a little bit odd at the beginning, but the mitzvah doesn't call Tamir Tamir Yikar, but it's in Shul Pilsum and Heker, and that's what I'm just trying to say here. So it's all one thing. Okay, let's see. Can we go on? Episode?
I understand that you answered the question about Mitzoras. I don't know if I got that. Why is it still Mitzoras is still funny though? Why did he? Why is Mitzoras put in? You're saying because there's no difference between them. You're saying that's what you're saying. There's no
difference, and he's telling you that what she's not doing. It's not telling you before. He's telling you what you do. Those are the dini and mitzvah. You do this. You do that. You mishtaleach utzamach lasam, but. You know, in an Isha, there's certain things she doesn't do. There's do and don't. Okay? That's what I would say, that he's, that's the way he's, that's the demarcation line. Okay. Now look at that. Ushanachna mitztavina. Shanase. Hekel Mitzera Achiakilu call me Shirehu. You understand yourself to call me Shirehu. He is talking about not the Pu'ula, but it's talking about the way he presents himself. And it's all of them together. Correct? Okay, let's continue then. And he says, Vakolosi, Tia, Bekach, Kmo ma shitzivonu. So here he throws in something which you don't know where it's coming from. Kmo ma shitzivonu shenismach b'yoyim horishon shasukais ומבוא שהשמחה היא תהיה בלקיחס כך וכך. אוקיי, סיימה. אנחנו נפוש את המנש, אוקיי. before you know we get to the tail of the nut, the tail of the yes, the tail. What the heck does Rama want? What is this doing anything? Okay? So it's very clear, reading the Rambam, that he's making an equation between Heka Mitzera and the Kichas Lulav. Correct? And he's proving from the fact Lakichas Lulav is one mitzvah, that Heka Mitzera is also one mitzvah. Correct? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, that's what he's trying to do. Correct?
He's going back where he started with the Lulav.
Yeah, but he's not going back where he started. That's absolutely wrong.
Okay.
Because he started with Lulav and said that the mitzvah is Lakichas HaKibbutz. And doesn't talk about Simcha at all at that point. And presents it as one mitzvah at the beginning, independent of everything. And then he equates the Taidus HaMitzvah with the Yuluach and the Heke. When he throws in Heke, he starts then he recans Lulav in a different way than he canned it before. Correct? And he's calling the Lulav, he talks in Nismach, correct? Is that correct or incorrect?
Correct. He came up with a simcha now of a sudden.
No, but he's not going over what he said before. He's changing the argument completely. And the purpose of the change of the argument is to prove the point about the heke. Correct?
So maybe the comparison is the simcha, not the kicho.
I didn't say what the guy wasn't talking about anything. At this point, who said anything about anything? All I just said, at the beginning he quoted Lulav Alakicha, the kibbutz, correct? Doesn't say anything about Simcha Mecha. Nothing, correct? And that argument stands on its own. Now, he recans the issue of Lakichas Lulav and talks about Simcha and uses it as the paradigm to prove that similarly Heke Mitzera is one mitzvah, correct? Is that I'm just presenting the words that he says, correct? I didn't say anything more than that. I don't plan it tomorrow, I'm just planning to try to explain what he's saying. Correct? So, what the Rambam here is doing is a prelude to the next discussion, and he introduces, which introduces the next paragraph or the next, that the Tachlis HaMitzvah is a Keveya. Also, that it's one mitzvah. If a mitzvah is one Tachlis, it's one mitzvah. Okay? We'll see about that. Okay? And he's saying very clearly and unequivocally that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the Tachlis of the mitzvah, is Shenismach Lifnei Hashem. And since that's the Tachlis HaMitzvah, okay, see, independent of the argument that I had before about the Dalit Chalokim of the Lulav, since the Tachlis is one, all the Chalokim become one mitzvah. Similarly, the Tachlis is Heker Mitzera, so all the Chalokim become one mitzvah. That's what he's doing. And he takes the double portion that the mitzvah of the, that, this is the, this, you know, this is the point of, the point of origin. This is it. That the double portion, that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is the tachlis ha-mitzvah, is shenismach lifnei Hashem. Which, derech agav, is an absolutely amazing thing. Because I can certainly, I have no problem I have no problem at all to say that the mitzvah is shenich lifnei Hashem. We talk about Yerushim Shasukas, shenismach lifnei Hashem. It becomes very interesting. And especially when you start over here talking about Yerushim Shasukas. That's all we talked about, correct? So let's read it again.
You have an independent mitzvah of simcha on Sukkos, so is tachlis of simcha, presumably.
What independent, what mitzvah?
And isn't the bringing of korbanos?
V'samachta b'chagecho is one mitzvah which the Rambam counts in many mitzvahs, which applies to all the gimel chagim.
So because it's
and spread. Also, yeah, and he applies it in Mishneh Torah even to Yontif. Of Rosh Hashanah.
You can't like it.
You can do whatever you want. It is true that the Torah might mention it more times by Sukkos and might not mention it by one Yantin mentioned over here, you know. They talk about this, but whether Ram counts in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and he does talk about a Simcha Yisrael on Sukkos in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and we'll see. And Beit Hashem. But, you know, you talk about Lifnei Hashem, you talk about Yom Rishon, becomes very odd. Okay?
Well, why that for Yom Rishon?
You can ask whichever way you want. Because it's not. But, you know, once he talks about Yom Rishon, and he says Lifnei Hashem, so it becomes a little bit odd. Where are you Lifnei Hashem on Yom Rishon?
But the tachlis isn't the nisuch, it's a whole different thing.
The tachlis what?
It's not the nisuch mitzvah.
You know, it could be that he can put the tachlis in the nusach mitzvah, okay? So you have to ask yourself, the same way he put the tachlis mitzvah kufi beis, liyoy sabitzel yadu alako achiyun vimenu, he can say, and you have to, we'll ask him, we'll come back to this, we'll revisit this in kuf samatez, he should want to lead the lulav l'smoach boy, l'fnei Hashem. Yes, we don't know, but in the minyan kotzi he doesn't put an eyelid, you know. So, we don't know. I have this, but you know, I don't want to confuse you at the moment. Even though I confuse enough as it is. Okay. Okay. Continue. So that's what he's trying to prove is the double portion is lulav, and from lulav he extrapolates something about Hekem Tzeya. Okay. It's amazing. So, it is also true that the Rambam clearly says here, he says, the Kavonis HaMitzvah or the Matoris HaMitzvah was usmach. And he says it.
Kusam tas.
No, no, he says it here. Yeah, he says, "Shatachus amavukesh leisucha b'chil gechol yisem machalokim." Kagon hekem etzera. He's talking about the tachlis and hekem etzera, and he compares this to to simcha. By Lulav. And all he talks about, when he talks about Tchilas and Lovon, he talks about the Matova, or the Fish Kavonim, HaKavonim B'tzitzis in Antisko. See here, L'chayra, right? So L'chayra, the Tachlis of the Mitzvah, is she Nismach B'fnei Hashem, or the Matova Samitzvah, or the Kavonim Samitzvah. And that is no push, correct? So it comes out, b'cheira, that in the posik. See, you could have learned the posik in a whole different way. Notice Abchaim in the way it's reported in the case of Agrach does learn a different way. I don't know how it squares with the Rambam. He does the following: l'kachtem l'fnei Hashem. Or kachtem, b'yom rishon creates what the kapis blow, the van fates on this, rabbi noch. Smach mit mehr shem lekech, mishem as, we say, the mitzvah lekecha, and the mitzvah simcha, if mehr shem. In mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs, one is up and do the other. And that's l'chayr, I think, a pain in Piyashmur, at least the way it's reported in the Piyashmur in Sukkah, Daf Tesem and Aleph, is a mitzvah of the smochim of Noor, is a mitzvah of the kechas lulav, the gvulun yom isha, and is a mitzvah of Nehatz, the smoch ima lulav, ne Hashem, zayim yom. And he's saying that's not what it is. And it's not one mitzvah with two chalokim, that lekicha, in gvulin, yom rishon, and lekicha mitin, and simcha mitzvah, okay, simcha. But it really is one mitzvah with two different zmanim, or to different places or whatever it is. The mitzvah is, this is the mitzvah here, it's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah is in two different zmanim, Yom Rishon in Gmulin and Zayin Yom in Mikdash. So smachtem goes on everything. And everything goes on everything. And it basically is the mitzvah in Gvur on Yom Rishon and in Mikdash and Zayin.
Where is listening Hashem?
Okay, yeah, it's a problem. Okay, we have to know. But, we have to know. Because l'chayla, that's what it means. L'chayla. And that's what he's trying to say, that the union of smach nefnei Hashem is nema loy rak b'yom shvus yom elagam b'yom rishon. That's what he's trying to do. But he goes out of his way to say that this is not part of the ma'isa mitzvah, but this is the matoros mitzvah smach. Correct? So this is very good in Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin, Loch Yigil, Mitzvos Lulav, Linoto, Yom Rishon, Shol Chag, Uvad, B'chol Mokum, B'chol Zman, Afilu B'Shabbos, Shnei Melkachtem Lachem, B'yom Rishon, U'Mikdash Levad, Inuito Noisai, B'chol Yoyim. B'chol Yoyim. כל ימי החג, שני מסמך לפני השם הלכך ושיב הסיום. So it's one mitzvah. Mitzvah lulav is this way it is in Gvulin, this way is a mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah. And therefore he flips it, and the minyan hakotzer, he only called to lekachtem, and he says, lekvito lulav, Shenemo lekachten lachem liyom rishon. Creates us to say when or what. Mitolulav. That's what he calls the minyan hakotzer. He doesn't call the smachten, and maybe he doesn't need to do it because that's only the tachlis. He pointed out to me that the mikvah in Sukkah also seems to say that it's all one mitzvah, it's just manam chalukim, the poor chavtes in the base. Pishabos minim shvulu, veim mikdosh, shivis yom, kibichs nesmach mitnei asher vatechim, shivis yom, nesmach, shim b'mikdosh, kol shivis yuneach yomim, b'dal min maksim b'loi shabos, v'bishar makoyim is bein b'gvulun, bein b'chutz lorenz, inam elu yoyim rishon, min ha-teira, here, I'm not sure what the Ram seems to say that Simcha goes on both. And there the Ritva doesn't stress that, but you don't have to understand what that means. Okay? Now, okay.